the Old Testament reading of Scripture this week, and it comes from Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. Familiar passage, and it is the Ten Commandments. Hear God's word. Then God instructed the people as follows. I am the Lord your God who rescued from slavery in Egypt. Do not worship any other gods beside me. Do not make idols of any kind, whether in shape of birds or animals or fish. You must never worship or bow down to them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not share your affection with any other god. I do not leave unpunished the sins of those who hate me, but I punish the children for the sins of their parents to the third and fourth generation. But I lavish my love on those who love me and obey my commands, even for 1,000 generations. Do not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name. Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days a week set apart for your daily duties and regular work, but the seventh day is a day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. And on that day, no one in your household may do any kind of work. This includes you, your sons, your daughters, and your male and female servants, your livestock, and any foreigners living among you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and the sea, and everything in them. Then he rested on the seventh day. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath and set it apart as holy. Honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long life, full in the land that the Lord God will give you. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not testify falsely against your neighbor. And do not covet your neighbor's house. Do not covet your neighbor's wife, male or female, servant, ox or donkey, or anything else that your neighbor owns. May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing of the Ten Commandments from the New Living Translation.